Has America paid a high price in replacing Trump with Biden? Best-selling author Ed Brodo thinks so, and his latest book explores this topic. It's called America on Its Knees, The Cost of Replacing Trump with Biden. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Ed, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
First of all, before we get into the content here, tell us a little bit about your own personal background, and then we'll get right into the book.
My personal background? Well, I'm a former Marine officer. I was a Hollywood movie actor. I was a sales manager in Fortune 500 companies. I've had a rather unusual series of different careers. And my latest career is as a political commentator and an author.
And you're writing for Newsmax and other outlets. That's interesting about the Hollywood. Do you care to elaborate on that? Were you ever in any kind of famous movies or something?
Yeah. I was actually working in New York as a sales manager for a large company, and I just got bored with it. And I went down to Greenwich Village and signed up with I don't know if you remember Lee Strasberg.
Yeah,
famous
I've heard of him, yeah.
Teacher.
He was in The Godfather.
And signed up, started taking acting lessons. And the next thing I knew, I got the lead in a movie. I went to South America, did a European film, and then I did a lot of things, a lot of stuff here in New York and Hollywood. Movies, TV commercials.
Interesting. Huh.
All kinds of things. I did that for 12 years.
Wow. Can you name just one film, and then we'll get right to the content on the book?
Fire on the Mountain.
Fire on the Mountain. All right, here we go. Here's a quote from you. The U.S. was in great shape in 2020. We were all better off during Donald Trump's presidency. Then voters did the unexpected. They rejected the prosperity of the Trump years in favor of Joe Biden and the Democrats. Biden set right away to reverse everything Trump accomplished. As a result, we are paying more in taxes, gas prices are going through the roof, inflation threatens to put millions of Americans in the poorhouse, and our streets are more dangerous than ever. Okay, how about just some comments on, just unpack anything that I just quoted from you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really an ironic situation.
Yeah.
Under Trump, everything was going very well. Every American was better off under Trump. The economy was moving like crazy. Trump controlled the border. The border was closed. He made us energy independent. He was creating peace in the Middle East. Everything under Trump was going well. And what do the voters do? They vote him out and vote in a man who is incompetent, senile, corrupt. And the worst part of it is that Biden has sold out to the extreme left wing of the Democratic Party. And their objective is to destroy the United States as we know it. They want to destroy all of our institutions. They want to end free speech. Respect for the individual will be gone. They want to destroy no more meritocracy. Everything now has to be based on race. So you get a job, you get promoted based on the color of your skin, not on your capabilities. All of this is happening now under the aegis of the Biden-Harris administration.
You know what's interesting, though, too, is that there's a denial. For example, let's take the economy. There's a denial from the administration that the economy is doing poorly right now. In fact, they're touting it like it's the best ever.
Well, that's what's so crazy about it. When I hear Biden say, I've really helped, the economy is going great, it's obviously false. Everything the Democrats say is false, pretty much. They will lie about it. They will lie, cheat, steal, anything in order to maintain power. And when they say that the economy is in great shape, nothing could be further from the truth. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. People can't afford to buy their groceries, let alone their gas for their car. I mean, the situation is terrible. The rule of law is gone. Our cities are totally unsafe. I made a habit every year of visiting New York and San Francisco, two cities I love. They're both unvisitable now. They have both gone downhill. You can't walk down the street in either of those cities. And it's all because of what Democrats have done. Democratic mayors, Democratic governors, who in 2020, when we had a whole series of riots, the Democrats who were in power either said nothing or they actually supported the riots.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Democratic Party to thank for the situation that we're in, which is terrible.
Do you think that we're going to see a red wave come in the election time of 2022?
Without doubt. Someone told me this morning that even among the Democrats, like only 13% of them think that Biden is doing a good job. I mean, people are fed up. And when you hit people in their pocketbook, that's when it really, you know, it's driven home. And people, you know, every time people go to the gas and the gas station, and I just paid over $7 a gallon.
Wow.
For gas.
Where do you live?
People look at that and they say, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to put up with that.
That is
so I think in November, the Republicans are going to take back the House and the Senate, and in 24, we'll take back the White House.
Open borders. What are your thoughts on that? And by the way, there are Biden administration officials who actually say, no, we don't have an open border. The border is closed.
Yeah, Mayorkas is saying that all the time. The border is under control. It's closed. Lies. Outright. They lie in the face of the American public. And what's really sick is that the media supports it, because the media is in the pocket of the Democratic Party. So what do I think about that situation? I think it's criminal. I think it's treasonous. It's illegal what Biden is doing. And allowing all these people to come into the country is going to have a disastrous effect on us economically and also in terms of law and order, because they're letting people come in who are criminals, terrorists, people who have COVID, and mostly people who are going to demand to be on the welfare rolls. So who's going to pay for this? You and I are going to have to pay for all of this. So economically, it's a disaster. Socially, it's a disaster. And it's against the law, because we have existing laws that Biden is deliberately ignoring. And what's terrible about it is Trump had the whole thing under control. Trump had the border shut down. And what does Biden do from day one? The exact opposite. In fact, Biden said in the beginning, I'm going to do the exact opposite of what Trump did, which in my view is a new definition of stupid.
Okay, how about the administration's commitment to abortion? It's like, oh, you know, they finally found an issue that they're passionate about, and it's making sure that, you know, abortion everywhere.
Well, they're twisting the truth and making it sound like the Supreme Court is against abortion. The Supreme Court did not make abortion illegal. All they said was that we're going to send it back to the states and let the people decide. What they're going to try to do is say that the Republicans and conservatives and the Supreme Court want to make abortion illegal, which is a lie. They don't want to make it illegal. There's nothing in the Constitution that says there is a right to abortion, which is what Roe versus Wade insinuated. So what the Supreme Court has done is sending the whole issue back to the states. People can vote state by state and decide what they want to do. That's called democracy.
Okay, how about some comments about critical race theory? What is that, and why should we be concerned?
Critical race theory is the worst idea that the left ever came up with. The essence of critical race theory is that the United States is an evil, racist country, that white people are inherently racist. All white people are racist. That even if you say that you're not racist, that only proves that you are racist, and that white people have gained their benefits and their standard of living on the backs of people of color. So it's really it's a racist policy. It's an anti-American policy, and the fact that Biden is trying to push that now on the states using the federal government to force the states into teaching critical race theory is one of the worst things that has ever happened in this country.
How about a comment on the war on American history?
Well, they're trying to. They think that they can change the history. This is an old Marxist thing. You know, the Marxists believe that you change the history, and it will help to convince people that we should have a socialist country, because that's what the left wants. The left wants to turn the United States into an authoritarian socialist country. That's what Obama meant when he said, "I want to fundamentally transform America." He wanted to transform it into a socialist, totalitarian country. And this sort of thing is totally against everything that this country has stood for. They want to wipe out all of our values, and we have to stop them.
Any comments on free speech? Is that under attack?
Free speech, yes. Free speech has been under attack for the last 10 years or so. They have what they call political correctness, which is another way of saying you're not allowed to say anything that we disagree with. So the left wants to prevent conservatives and Republicans from expressing their opinions. And that is, of course, against the First Amendment. They want to end the First Amendment. I mean, it's unbelievable that this would be going on in the United States. But without freedom of speech, we have nothing in this country. Everything that we have comes from freedom of speech and freedom of the press. And the left and the Democrats want to destroy that.
Freedom of religion.
Well, freedom of religion comes along with that. The left would like to end religious observance. They want to destroy the family. They don't believe in the nuclear family. It's incredible when you think about what they're against. They're against everything that has made this country what it is. All the good things about the United States of America, all the reasons why people from all over the world want to come here, they want to destroy those things.
All right, now you've already commented somewhat with a couple of anecdotes about crime, but if there's anything you want to say further about it, we have about a minute left. Crime.
Yeah, we have a situation now with these so-called Soros prosecutors, like Alvin Bragg in New York, and also in Los Angeles. San Francisco just voted their prosecutor out. These prosecutors are more interested in protecting criminals and prosecuting innocent people. And that is another symptom of what's going on in the Democratic Party.
Okay. Do you think that this can be turned around even in the election? And by the way, how do we make sure that they don't cheat, in future elections?
Okay, that's a serious problem. And we have to be very, very careful, because there's a good chance that they will try to cheat again. And I think the best way to defeat that is to get everybody out and vote. So I say to people, get your friends, your family, everybody you know, get them out to vote for Republicans. And if we have a massive turnout, then any attempt to turn the election will be unsuccessful.
Right. Okay, the book is called America on Its Knees, and where is it available? 15
available
seconds.
On Amazon, or people can go to my website, which is EdBrodoPolitics, EdBrodow, EdBrodoPolitics.com.
Ed Brodo. Okay, thanks so much. All the best.